The next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Urban Meyer. The Buckeyes are 3-0 overall and host Rutgers on Saturday at noon Eastern time on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions, please.
We'll take questions now, then.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following 2 prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from Austin Ward, ESPN.com.
Hey, Urban, with having the defense take back 4 of those turnovers and return them for touchdowns, is there any secret to having a defense that's good at that, or is that just, you know, random or coincidence or anything like that?
No, I think obviously very good players and coaches. We don't believe there's such a thing as coincidence or good fortune or why practice then. So, but the fact is the guys that are they're good athletes. They take coaching very well. They are well trained, and you think of the interceptions they had; those are very good anticipation. And then once they intercept the ball, which all schools do, they teach to get to the sideline, and everyone else go get a. Hats on people, and if you watch the videotape very closely, that's happening. So, number one is good players, good defensive staff, and great results.
You said that's also practice to me. You let them take them back live, you know, during training camp or anything like that to make sure that they're comfortable with the ball in their hands?
Oh, that's a great point. We do teach that. We don't take it all the way back. We stop. You expect 2 stripes. As hard as you can, but we coach very hard what the other 10 guys are doing when the ball is intercepted.
Great, thanks.
Yep.
Your next question comes from Ben Axelrod, Bleacher Report.
Hey, Urban, I wanted to ask you about Sam Hubbard. When he first got to Ohio State, what was it about him that made it so hard to settle on a position for him? And second of all, how would you assess how he's developed as a defensive lineman?
Oh, yeah. I went there his junior year, and we were talking to John Rodenberg at Mueller, a great guy, great coach, and obviously a hell of a program. And just asking about his guys. He had this kid that was committed to Notre Dame and lacrosse, and he happened to be in the gymnasium playing like dodgeball, running around, and a big athlete, nice-looking kid, and just was talking about this coach and he's a player of safety at the time, so I went in the office, Coach Combs and I, and watched some videotape on him, invited him up, just got to know him a little bit, got to know his family, and then had him at camp, and he was a big athlete. Ohio has a tendency to do that. You know, there's these kids, because there's no spring practice, so they're a little bit maybe a slower developer than these, maybe a kid from a Florida or a Texas where there's spring practice year-round football. So, you know, the Darren Lees, and then we saw this big athlete and offered him after he came to camp, and his development has been fantastic, obviously.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Urban. Noah Brown obviously had a huge game against Oklahoma. When you think about what he's been through at Ohio State, especially the last year, what stands out the most to you?
Oh, determination and the fact that he comes from a great family. And he's a person that, it was a tough injury, devastating. And everyone here loves him so much because he was 240 pounds in the national championship game. And we put a plan together to get him down to 220, 222. He did it and became, you know, him and Mike Thomas were our top 2 receivers going into the 2015 season, and then a week before he got hurt. So just his work ethic and the way he did everything we asked him to do, and that's why everybody has so much respect for him.
And I understand that after the game, well, everyone was making a big fuss about what he'd done. He was pretty even-keeled. Is that just his nature?
No, he's pretty. He gets pretty lathered up. You know, he's very humble guy, but he was very excited and. I wouldn't say low key, but he's humble, but he gets very excited about playing this great game.
Thanks, Urban.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Your next question comes from Ryan Dunleavy, NJ.com.
Hey, Urban, I know you've probably had, you know, dozens, maybe hundreds of GAs, but what sticks out about Drew Merringer when he was with you guys? however much time you spent together. I know he's kind of a Tom Herman protege, but your time with him specifically, what did you see from Drew that led you to believe he'd be a bright OC?
Oh, no, he's unique. He was very intelligent. You know, Tom Herman, when I hired him, said, I have to get this guy, and he got him. And, no, I love Drew. Drew was a big part of our success. Very intelligent. I trusted Drew with a lot of things that I usually don't trust with young people. And I just saw his relationship with Tom, and Tom's like a lot of us. You don't trust much to anybody, and this guy proved himself over and over again, and a lot of respect for Drew.
And then as a follow-up, you've done what Chris is doing, bring your own system to some new places as you've moved around in your career. How difficult is that to, you know, you inherit personnel that might not be perfect for the system, whether it be offense or defense, and you just kind of got to make it work. How difficult is that from your experience and what Chris is trying to do right now?
Well, every coach that leaves here, I warn them, is that I never want to hear that excuse. You know, you just said it, is that you inherit it. No, they're your players. When I hear people say, well, they're not your guys, wait till he gets his guys in there, that's nothing but an excuse. And so I always tell, you know, whether it be Tom Herman, whether it be Chris Ash, whether it be whomever, they're now your guys. Don't you ever treat them as if they're someone else's, because that's when people fail. And when you criticize the previous staff, don't ever do that. So I know Chris hasn't done that. I would doubt he ever would. They're his guys now, and I think they're playing their tails off. They were inches away from beating a very good Iowa team. So he's got that thing going. It's just going to take a little bit longer than to get that thing where they start winning games. But they're playing very hard, and he's got a good system in place for his players.
Thanks, Urban.
Your next question comes from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Thank you very much, Urban. Speaking of Chris, Chris Ash and the rugby-style tackling you guys incorporated a couple of years ago, are you continuing to see the benefits from that? And how is the tackling in your mind through the first three games with Ohio State this year?
Yeah, Chris is the one that brought it to Coach Fickell and myself. And at first, both of us were very apprehensive. And actually, I said, no, we're going to do what we do. And we were a very average tackling team. And then he showed me videotape, and we did further research. And he was persistent, and that's what we did. We went to a very average tackling team to the fewest missed tackles in college football under Chris. And so we are certainly still doing it, and it's going pretty good. You know, we lost so many good players that a lot of them are new. We work on tackling now more than we're going at least twice a week now, which even back then we're only doing it one day a week, but we're doing twice a week tackling.
Hey, and I got to ask you one quickie. I mean, you know, it's been reported several places that LSU would be interested at least in gauging your interest in them, and just what's your response to that? Have you been contacted, and what would be your response, I guess?
No, I've not been contacted, and I'm going to be a coach at Ohio State.
Thanks, man.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thank you.